Undercover Carson, Secret Agent. Operation Death Ray, an assignment in Rio.
On the trail of our third scientist. The sinister Chaco had been connected with a search for the lights that never go out. So we were in the wilds far north of Rio, hoping to find the ancient ruins where the lights were said to exist. But we'd encountered difficulties and delays. My Rio contact warned us by radio that a bomb was planted on board the chartered seaplane. The burly and brooding American pilot Herman Nagel brought the plane down on a difficult stretch of river between towering cliffs of jungle. The bomb was disguised as a fire extinguisher. We dumped it in the river and waited through the night for it to explode. But it didn't. Daylight came and then another shock. As Angelo tensely pointed out from a crude camp on the riverbank, the evil spirits had been at work upon the moored seaplane.
Smoke, Signori! The plane is on fire!
We can see that, Bud, without you yelling it out. Carson, this ain't funny. We've dumped them extinguishers.
So, Nagel, I see the whole thing now. An incendiary pencil was planted to start the fire. The fire extinguisher would have exploded the moment used to put down the flames.
Okay, that explains it, but that smoke's rising thicker every second.
Then let's throw our rubber dinghy and out there, quick smart.
Hey, steady on. What are we going to use to stop the fire?
Everything necessary right on hand.
Well, water ain't certain. This is an incendiary pencil, you reckon?
Understood. But there's sand enough right underfoot on the bank. We'll load up some of the empty food cans with it.
Okay.
Lend a hand, Ojeda.
At once, Senor. Here are the cans.
Right. Yeah, but Carson, this is going to be a suicide job if the fire gets near that extra gas we got piled on the plane.
Well, then let's hope Angelo's good spirits take over. But come on, let's get cracking.
It seems like we're holding it, Carson.
So, can't make out much there with the cabin full of smoke.
Almost suffocating.
Let's get more sand. Angela.
Two more cans remain, Senor.
Right. Hand one through.
Your hand touches it, Senor.
I've got it. Stand by, Nagel. I'll toss this right into the heart of the flames.
Oh, brother. Brother, that's got it.
For the moment. Angelo.
Another can, Senor?
So.
You have your hand upon it again.
Right. Got it.
Hey, smoke's clearing a bit. Seems like it's in the lining of the cap.
Yeah, there's a better chance of hitting center this time. Here goes.
You got it, I reckon.
It seems so. But what's that I hear?
It's just the water outside the hull.
Yeah.
I guess we've been rocking the boat a bit.
So. Yeah, the smoke's clearing a lot.
Yeah, like I figured, the incendiary gadget was planted in the lining of the ceiling. It's still glowing red hot, Carson. So we don't want anything falling on them tins of gas.
No, we're dealing with that pronto, old chap. Point is, we've got the ship practically in one piece. Let's hope it hasn't damaged the controls. We wasted no time knocking out all the smoking lining and glowing metal. It left a large hole in the roof, but nothing serious. That was, as long as the controls of the plane weren't damaged. As Nagel made a careful examination, I was wondering which of our rivals on this operation had organized the booby trap. The exotic Faye Carelli had warned us. Was it Helena Jansen? But she'd been convincingly sincere with her warnings. Was it Hetty Fitzhenry? Or my old school chum, Roger Deauville? Or had Faye been behind it and suddenly grown repentant? Nagel interrupted me. There was a cynical twist to his mouth.
I got bad news, Carson.
Some damage?
Yeah. One of the control cables to the tail fin burnt through.
Oh, is that serious?
That'd be mighty serious if we tried taking off that way out of this neck of the woods.
That's stranded, you mean?
Only as long as it takes me to repair it.
Yeah. Well, then it can be repaired, okay?
Sure. I done heavier work on this kite than one cable burnt through.
How long, then?
Well, it ain't done quick. It'll be well into the afternoon before we can think of trying a takeoff.
Yeah, well, can't be helped. Anything I can do to help?
Yeah. Yeah, just make certain you don't go lighting up that blast furnace. Not with all that gas we got around.
Oh, the pipe. Oh, have no fear. I'm just biting on the stem. Helps relieve frustration of the delay and all that.
And I guess you and your buddy, you better not go ashore. There's some of them big anaconda snakes lurking in the jungle.
After our brief experience last night, old chap, I won't be forgetting that.
Okay, then I'll get to work. Just as soon as I got that cable fixed, I'll start warming up. And don't forget, bud, it's going to be mighty tricky business getting up out of here. Well, Carson, it took near on a couple of hours longer than I figured, but we're all set.
Well, then let's go. The rubber dinghy's on board. I've had us all strapped in back in the main cabin.
There's just one thing.
The question of getting airborne.
It's not so much that, but where are we heading?
Well, you have the chart. There's three locations that we've selected.
Sure.
And we decided when we left Rio which one we'd investigate first.
Yeah, I'm clear on that.
Is there something on your mind, old chap?
Look, Carson, I got no generous streak in me, and like I've said, I ain't interested in what's brought you and your buddy to these parts.
Yes, we're perfectly clear on that. You mind your business, I mind mine.
And it's getting to be like a theme song.
Yeah, it is, rather.
Well, we'll leave it like that, but I ain't so gold-darn sour that I can let a helping hand go unpaid.
A helping hand?
You helped me save this kite, didn't you?
Well, lent a hand, I suppose, but we do go on.
Well, that first location you got mapped ain't going to lend you anything useful.
Not there.
Now, don't go asking me why.
Don't perish the thought. However, perhaps we'd better consult our chart again.
Nope.
No?
How about you leave it to me?
Well, please, sir.
It's you I'm trying to please, bud.
Well, then do so, by all means.
Yeah.
I think we understand each other. Go ahead.
Okay. Say, you got any influence with your buddy's good spirits?
None that I know of, Fred.
That's a pity. Because right now we're going to need help. Hold tight, Carson. I'm bringing you around for the takeoff.
Anytime I think back to that takeoff, I find myself suddenly tensed once again. Would have been a lot easier if we'd dumped some of the fuel, but Nagel didn't want to risk being stranded later. It would have been less nerve-wracking had the stretch of river been straight. We shuddered off the water with one side of the jungle cliffs looming closer and closer. I closed my eyes.
You're doing fine, Daisy. But keep lifting. Keep lifting!
Indeed, Daisy, we're depending on you.
We're making it, Carson. We're making it. We're clear.
Now I open my eyes.
Oh, I nearly had mine closed, bud.
Nagel, old chap, I'm not wearing a hat, but I doff my pipe to you. So.
Thanks.
As I've mentioned before, you're quite a pilot.
Do you know?
I rather think so. Been in and out of some tight corners in my time.
Yeah?
Yes, but why Daisy?
I guess because she reminds me of one of the old cows I used to milk back home.
Oh, you come from the land, I take it.
Listen, Carson, I thought we agreed about something.
Of course, sorry.
You notice we're heading northwest.
Oh, yes, here we are.
We'll land in an hour or so. You and your pal on J-Lo can go ashore with a rubber dinghy. I figure you'll find what you're looking for.
Well, thanks, old chap. I do wish we could lay our cards on the table.
But don't get me riled. I reckon I've stepped out of my part more than enough already.
And just what is your part?
Minding my own business.
Oh, sorry again.
You better be.
We'll land where you say and go ashore as you say. I've every confidence that this is going to lead to something interesting. Now, watch your paddle on, Shayla. You don't want to overbalance this dinghy and dump the two of us into this swamp or river reach or whatever it is. Besides, we've got that two-way radio, so keep your mind on the job.
Forgive me, Senor, but many things occupy my mind. It is strange, is it not, that the pilot, Senor, does not desire to paddle to the jungle shore with us?
Well, he insists it's no business of his.
Is he to be trusted?
Is anyone, old chap?
But why is it that he brings us to this place?
Well, seems he's got a notion what we're looking for. It's a risk, I'll grant you, but We did see the molding ruins as we came into land.
Indeed, Senor. And clearly of great antiquity.
Well, we'll look them over at least. About half a mile through light scrub and we'll be there.
Senor!
Steady, old chap, you'll have us in the water. It's only thunder.
Oh, forgive me, Senor. But as we approach this strange shore where perhaps dwell the eternal lights, I'm not myself. But lights!
It's only lightning.
Of course, of course.
Well, the storm's very close. Those clouds looked ugly as we were coming in. Howsoever, Angelo, there's a likely landing spot opposite. We'll head to it, then press on to the ruins.
The rain grows heavier, Senor. Soon it will fall upon us as a shower of lead.
Too thick, rather. Just as well we brought oilskin capes. You're keeping that two-way radio well covered.
Indeed, indeed.
Then we'll press on a bit further. Top of the ruin should show up any moment now.
Very well, Senor. Oh, but how dark it is.
Yeah, it's only the storm. Come on. Yeah, it's getting quite slushy underfoot.
And the trees, they grow thicker and taller, Senor.
So, you notice from the air that the scrub was almost jungle around the ruins. Must mean we're getting close.
Senor!
What now?
Beyond the top of the trees.
So, the ruins at last.
Senor, the light. The light.
Great Lucifer.
The light that never goes out.
The light was there, all right, gleaming weirdly through the rain. Angela was trembling with primitive fear as that light beckoned us on to one of the most sinister interludes in Operation Death Ray.